Yeah, not like back in 07 when I didn't practice, but definitely grabbed on me a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to miss any time. It was just not really any options. It was continue playing, and as long as I could hold up, I felt like I could, and was able to run one in there somehow. But yeah, you know, if it would have been real detrimental to my health for the season, I probably would have told coach to take me out. But I felt like I could still go. Well, I mean, if I felt it, then I had to back off a little bit. But, you know, we had to do a little bit more in the shotgun. But it wasn't a big deal, ultimately.
Coach McCarthy mentioned that he didn't think at any time you guys got stopped tonight. It was just red zone failure.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true. We had 3 field goals and a turnover in the red zone, turnover on their side of the field. You know, uncharacteristic of our team, of myself, you know, just taking points off the board is tough. You know, we had some chances there on the 3 field goal drives to actually get more points. The 12 men on the field looked like there may have been a chance to get the ball down there on the 1-yard line. You had a chance with Pep for a touchdown. Devontae had a catch there inside the 5 and got called for a penalty. So penalties and turnovers hurt us tonight and kicking field goals. Yeah, I think it was pretty obvious that there was contact.
Did you feel okay about the throw to Pat?
Yeah, it was a little harder than maybe he was expecting. But, yeah, he ran a good route and got his chest on it. Pep's a talented guy. We ran that play in practice a number of times, and he's run he's come down with it. That one's probably a little faster than he was used to, but, talented guy. Yeah. Well, that was their defense dictating a lot of that. You know, they played a lot of match coverage, rush from 4, but their 4-man rush was really getting up the field. So we had opportunities there to run some good screens. Mike dialed them up good, and the line got out in front, and Eddie had a big day. You know, catch and run there. He did a good job for us. We've been working on that since training camp, getting him more involved in the passing game. And not a ton of rushes tonight for him, but I know he made a big impact in the passing game.
Aaron, what do you feel like was different for you guys after that first series? The sort of changes when you did score?
Yeah, just bad execution. You know, they blitzed, I think, twice all night, once or twice, and other than that, it was coverage. You know, they mixed a couple one-high. One high is in there, but it's a lot of 2-high match coverage, trying to help on Jordy. So we tried to move Jordy around a little bit. And Randall had a lot of opportunities. Devontae had a lot of opportunities. Richard in the second half had some opportunities. But, it was just execution. They did a good job of kind of sticking their plan and being stout in the red zone, and they forced a couple turnovers.
They
got penetration. That's what it looked like from my vantage point.
What happened on the 2 interceptions?
Yeah, we had a one-on-one there with Q. Liked the matchup. I could, you know, have to watch the film to see what happened. Feel good about the throw. He might have got a hand in there and tipped it to the trail guy. And then the second one, Devontae just got a hand on that one. I missed my spot there by a little bit. I had to move to the right because of the pressure. Not sure if that, you know, made him think I was that he was going to break his route out or whatnot, but definitely missed my spot on that one. It was moving that way. Yeah, it was becoming that way. It was kind of the in between one where he's in a tough situation sometimes, wondering to keep coming or to break out. We had Randall breaking outside of him, so thought I could be able to hit him on the run there, but just missed him. Well, it's disappointing. You know, they're better than the record. They're 3-0 at home and haven't won on the road yet. But Yeah, they're a good football team. Got a obviously a great quarterback, and we would have to score, 45 to win tonight, and we could have if we had done a better job taking care of the football and scoring in the red zone touchdowns. We would have had opportunity, but we'll regroup now. We'll take a week off, and we have 5 of 8 down the stretch at home, and we expect to win those games every time we go at home. We got three road games. A couple of them be cold weather, so potential for 7 of 8. Cold weather games, and that's when we seem to play our best. We'll see.